The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Rona McGreevy is with me, the Irish Times journalist and the historian and the author too of Great Hatred, and he has another book forthcoming. What are you writing about again? You told me the last time you were in.
Jean Lamas.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. The great moderniser of the middle of the last century. That's not what you're here to talk about. Mm-hmm. You're here to talk about the fact that Jean Lamas could have been a Sir Jean Lamas if we had a system of honours in this country that exists elsewhere. And the reason we're talking about that is because Barack Obama is going to get what we've kind of settled on as the equivalent, the Irish equivalent, which is the freedom of Dublin City.
Yes.
Do you think we should have a formal system?
Yeah, it's a very good question. I mean, it's something that the state itself, when it was founded, set its face against because of the British system. It smacked too much of the British system. And in fact, when the 1937 Constitution was brought in, it expressly forbade Irish citizens taking foreign honours unless they got the approval of the government. It's been a long running issue for the last, literally for since the foundation of the state. I think Bertie Ahern also wanted some kind of an honour system. The question is, A, who would get the honours, and B, who would decide? And there's never been any clarity as to who that person might be.
How does it work in other countries? I guess the UK is the one we're familiar with.
Yeah, but every country that I'm aware of has, and it goes for republics as much as it goes for constitutional monarchies, has an honour system. I mean, you see in the United States, you know, they get your Presidential Medal of Freedom and so on. But we don't have an honour system. And I think we are an outlier in the world in that respect.
Yeah, and that's a kind of a point worth making it again, because I think sometimes people dismiss it as some sort of throwback to the eras of monarchy, but it's republics all around the world. Yeah. I mean, the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics had an honour system.
I mean, look at France, it's got the Légion d'honneur and the Chevaliers and all the rest of that sort of thing. So there's no question. I think the problem has been over the years that it's still seen as a sort of drawback, as harking back to the British era of sirs and dames and knights and all the rest, which is not what we want to do in this country. But we've never come up with an alternative system. And as I say, there's also a feeling that, who would decide this? This is the thing. I mean, you could have a presidential sort of a system whereby the president would confer, even the Council of State or something would decide to honour one or two people every year. There is the presidential diaspora award, but there's nothing for people in this country to reward them for what they've done.
And mission creep is probably the other thing people worry about. You start with the Council of State offering it to one or two people a year, and you do end up like the UK, where kind of retiring civil servants, enough.
You just do not want to go down the road of giving people honours to bankers and, you know, people who are already well remunerated for what they do. Really, if there's an honour system in this country, it should be, in my opinion, solely for people who go above beyond their daily lives or whatever, people who work in the charitable sector, people who have made a real difference to people's lives. I think that would be a good way of doing it. But there's no clamour in this country for it. I mean, there used to be.
Are you surprised there's not a clamour for
it? Yeah, I kind of am, yeah. In some ways I am, but it just doesn't seem to be an issue that people are very exercised about. Again, I think when you look at, if you look across in the UK, and every dog and devil gets some kind of an honour, and you think that's not what we want to do. Mm. I think that kind of taints the way people look at it in Ireland. But there are other countries, I'm sure, that have a system whereby they can honour people who basically deserve it in a way that's apolitical, which is the other thing.
Yeah, and some of the other systems you mentioned there, the Presidential Medal of Freedom, it doesn't come with a title, which is what I think people would would get people's backs up here, because it does harken back to the days of tugging the forelock and what have you.
If you had to add
something to somebody's name, but you don't necessarily have to do that.
No.
Somebody texted in, say, the last time I remember a national award recognition system being proposed by a TD, they went on to suggest that Sean Fitzpatrick of Anglo-Irish Bank should be awarded the honour.
Well, that's the thing.
That's the other thing. Yeah. The skeletons in the closet. We don't want to create hostages to fortune.
Well, there was. I mean, I'm trying to remember the name, but there was a banker with the Royal Bank of Scotland who I think they were talking about taking his knighthood away. I mean, why he got one in the first place for doing a job which he was well remunerated for. is beyond. I never understood that, but that's the British system for you. His name escapes me at the moment, but there was talk about taking that away. Philip Green's another one who was knighted, the owner of Top Shop. We're talking about taking his honour away. So, I mean, when you once you go down the road of honouring sort of business people who have got fabulously wealthy and so on, you really are getting into a murky position whereby, you know, you might end up having to take it off them in latter years.
It's arguably impossible, though, to remove the politics from it, is it? Because once you create it, there'd be people who will start jockeying for position, won't they?
Yeah. I mean,
like Donald Trump looking for his Nobel Prize.
Yeah, exactly. And David Beckham looking for his knighthood and all the rest of that kind of stuff. Yeah, you would get all of that. That's why I think that if you were to have an honour system in this country, you should have an independent sort of panel to do it. And it shouldn't go to politicians. It should go to people who work in the, you know, work in the charitable sector, work in the, go above and beyond to help their fellow citizens.
The Peter McFerries or the Sister Stans. Yeah, well, I'm giving all religious examples here.
But people who have done things and sought no reward for it.
Barack Obama has a gas station named after him with a statue. What more could he want? It's honour enough to somebody else. A petrol station, surely a gas station. There's somebody who's paying too much attention to US politics. We can't have medals like the Purple Heart or the Victoria Cross. Everyone would take the mick out of it. So we'd have to have awards like the Nice Try and the Not Too Shabby Effort award. Like I say, we've kind of settled on this fudge where we just allow Dublin City Council and then Cork as well, the odd time in other cities, to award the freedom of the city. But, I mean, they haven't been without controversy either at times. I mean, we had Aung San Suu Kyi the attempt to take it back off her.
They took it back off her, and then
Bob Geldof.
Bob Geldof gave back his freedom of the city because they had given it to Aung San Suu Kyi. And she's a classic example of somebody who was a sort of liberal darling for standing up to the Burmese dictatorship and all the rest. And she was under house arrest for 40 years. And then she got into government, and the government that she's involved in is charged with human rights abuses. So again, you know, somebody could be worthy of this honour 1 year and unworthy of it the next. So, but that's always the case with these kind of awards.
Yeah, we could pick a quiet time of the year as well for it to be awarded, so it gives us something to talk about.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, we could have a poll into radio stations. Text in who you'd like to see offered this honour. Ronan, listen, thanks a million for joining us. Ronan McGreevy, the Irish Times journalist, the historian and author of Great Hatred, The Assassination of Field Marshal Sir Henry Wilson, MP.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.